it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kinda seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler, as you all know by now. Today's guest is Kurt Sconyers. He's originally from Quincy, Florida, and he has a stage play that will be coming in Quincy, Florida on November the 7th, 2015. I'm going to let Mr. Sconyers, well, he told me to call him Kurt, tell you the rest about his play, the time, the date. Introduce himself and tell you just a little bit about yourself, Kurt.
Well, hello, Quincy, Tallahassee, and North Florida area. This is Kurt Sconyers. I am the writer and director of Damaged Stage Play and Down Home Country Quincy Boy. Damaged Stage Play is a production that basically got laid on my heart of 2 years ago, actually, but we've done a lot of upgrades and modifications to it, so it's all new from the original production, but it's a production that got laid on my heart a few years ago, basically to relate to people who were damaged by life circumstances. A lot of times in life, we get thrown off guard by life's unfortunate, unexpected circumstances. You know, you may be doing fine, you know, in your job or in your relationship or marriage, and then all of a sudden something happens that you totally didn't expect. And sometimes it leaves you thrown off track, and sometimes it can even keep you from progressing in the future because you're stuck in that moment. Well, that's what damage is all about. And sometimes we try everything else, you know, from friends to other substances or whatnot. And basically God is saying, you know, I'm right here waiting to heal the damage. So Damaged Stage Play is about being damaged about life circumstances. And, you know, it's a variety of it's not a one angle approach. You know, you'll be entertained. You will be there's some laughter, there's some crying, you know, but it's encouraging. It's an inspirational piece. So it's a Damaged Stage Play.
Okay, so you're a Christian. That you don't make any secrets about that. I've been looking at your Facebook page and everything. Yes,
right, Christian, raised in ministry. Serving in ministry, you know. I'm not perfect. I've been damaged, you know, before in life. But, yes, absolutely, I have a relationship with God. Damaged, in a sense, is ministry. But I always let people know I don't advertise it as a church play. I don't advertise it as a gospel play, even though it is a production that will be inspirational and however, the reason why I give that little disclaimer is because I bring it real. I think in this day and age, God needs people to, God calls us to be fishers of men. And as I heard my pastor say once, you don't see a fisherman waiting up on the shore, waiting for the fish to jump up to him. You have to go out into the deep where they are. So I like for my productions to go to where people are mentally, spiritually. If you're not in the church, if you don't understand the language and the lingo of the church, I'm bringing it to you. So you'll hear some language, you'll see some adult situations, but the end message is real and positive.
Yes, and that's what people really need to hear more about God with everything that's going on in the world today, and with everything that on the media, and just it's just horrible what's going on in the world. And, you know, everybody's been through something. I'm going through something, been through something, you know. So for you to talk about God, that's a blessing.
Yeah, the world is damaged. The world is damaged. So I'm going to give the, you know, the basics, the information about the production. Then I'll come back and tell you a little bit about the plot.
Okay. Can I
how much time we have?
Yeah, please. Your play is Damaged, which is a stage play. It will be in Quincy, Florida, November 7th of 2015, at 6 p.m. Yes. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be at the Carter Paramore Auditorium.
Yes.
You can also go to Quincy, Quincy.event, right, BRITE.com to buy tickets.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and talk.
All right. There you go. You said it. You know, tickets are at damagedquincy.eventbrite.com, but also you're going to be able to get them at the House of Music in Quincy if you live in that area, or if you come to that area on Saturday, I will make sure I'm personally there to give out hugs and handshakes and have discounted tickets live from 11 a.m. on. That's the House of Music in Quincy. That's at 20 South Monroe Street in Quincy, House of Music. So, Damaged Stage Play. Basically, Michael, this is a story about a family of four. Michael, basically the young man who's working his way up the corporate ladder, has a beautiful wife and two kids at college age. Well, Michael, you know, loves handling his business, taking care of his family. You know, there are still brothers out there like that. You know, Michael believes in God, but Michael don't do church. His wife is into the church. His wife is always encouraging him to come back to the church. And, you know, Michael feels like church is, like a lot of brothers feel, like church is a woman thing, that is not geared towards men. And so Michael's appointment on Sunday is watching the game. And so Michael gets his big fat bonus check, and he's so happy about doing this and that. And then Michael finds out that what he thought was a bonus check actually was his last check. So one minute he felt like he was climbing up the corporate ladder, and the next minute his whole world is rocked, because a lot of men associate their manhood with their money, and when the money is gone, it can be difficult to deal with.
Okay. All right. So that's why it's called Damaged.
Damaged.
His wife, the character, Tanya, who
yes.
plays that role?
Tanya is played by a phenomenal young actress, Crystal Kennedy. She's actually out of Detroit, and she's a natural. She brings it very real, and she just does a phenomenal job with it. And let me tell you a little bit about the character, Tanya. Tanya basically is a woman who's trying to take care of her family. She has a daughter in college about to go to law school, whom she's very proud of. Well, when Michael loses his job, that kind of puts them on the brink with them paying her tuition. So Tanya does some things that'll make you drop your, I want to say jaw, but I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying. It'll make you surprised.
Okay.
And so there's a whole element of surprise and twist. I always want to not be cliche and predictable in my productions, but real, you know. So there's going to be some things that's going to make you sit at the edge of your seat, some things that you're not going to be like, whoa. But, you know, there's some laughable moments in there too. But Tanya, she's basically trying to hold it down and take care of family, but she's still struggling with trying to get her baby through school and trying to support her husband who's going through this whole man thing about losing his job, you know. So Tanya is she's reflective of a lot of women out there. A lot of women would be able to relate to Tanya.
Okay. I believe that. So is Damage just being held in Quincy, Florida? I'm gonna say this again, everyone. November 7th, 2015 in Quincy, Florida. That's Eastern Standard Time. The play is play Damage is a stage play. I believe it was written and directed by Kurt Lyons, and it will be at the Carter Paramore Auditorium, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can buy the tickets at Damaged Quincy, which is spelled Quincy.eventbrite.com. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Kurt.
Okay. Yes, but like I say, Tanya is trying to take care of her family now. Tanya does some things, you know, that that you'll be surprised. But that's how it is sometimes when we're in circumstances, and we tend to do things that we wouldn't otherwise a lot of times because we're trying to find another solution other than the divine solution, which is God. And so we bring it in a way that's humorous, in a way that's entertaining, but at the same time, there are some serious moments. And I'm just humbled and inspired that, you know, that a lot of these young people that are in the cast. See, that is now, this is how it is when God gives you a piece of work. What we have to understand is whether you're in ministry, whether you're a preacher in the traditional sense or whatnot, or any piece of work. When God places something in your spirit or a vision or a dream, a lot of times it's big. Well, it's bigger than you. And a lot of times other people's destiny are attached to yours. It's like you're the driver of the bus. So I feel very humbled that God has placed this project in my life because it's a project that's way bigger than me, and a lot of people are being blessed by the story itself. But even beyond that, even just the young people and the people that are in the production, I had an audition recently, and a lot of people sent me information, and they say, listen, you know, I'm just coming to Atlanta trying to pursue my dreams, and I feel humbled that God has placed something in my life that has enabled me to help all these other people pursue their dreams and pursue their calling. And so right now,
for the auditions.
Exactly, for the auditions.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was probably the biggest ever. Yes, people are excited about the production. I mean, it's probably the biggest audition I've ever had.
Okay.
And so also, I got to give a shout-out to the sponsors and the people that are promoting the production. I'm happy and proud for my city of Quincy because everybody is just getting on board. And the Quincy Tourism and Development Council, Ms. Sonya Burns up there is my representative there. But they're actually – this program, this production is made possible by a grant from the Tourism and Development Council. So I thank God for that. Also, the city commissioner and principal of Carter-Paramore High School, he's all of that, Keith Dowdell. He kind of took the bull by the reins and said, hey, listen, brother, you know, by the grace of God, we're going to make this thing happen for our whole city. And I just really appreciate his zest and his, you know, being true to, you know, his word. And he's just, you know, been a champion for getting this thing up and going.
You have a strong support system for your where your playwright is concerned. Now, this play, did you write this by yourself? And if this is one you wrote by yourself, are there any other scripts or plays that you have wrote in the past, or is this your first one?
Absolutely not the first one. This is actually the third major production that I've written. But I'll tell you something about this particular production. The first production that I wrote was a production called Choices, about the choices that we make in relationships and the consequences. Then I wrote a production called Mixed Messages, about mixed messages that we send in relationships. That's another passion of mine, too, relationships. But this production, I wanted God to give me something that would be, like, generally encouraging, not just about relationships, not just to the church people, not just to the unchurched people, but something that everybody could relate to. And God gave me Damage. When I wrote my first two productions, it was in my spirit, and I probably sat down and spit it out within, like, a few days, actually did the writing. With Damaged, it took me over 6 months to actually write out the script in different times, and because I wanted it to be relatable. I wanted it to be, not just cliche and predictable. And at the same time, I wanted to have elements that actually minister and relate to people. And so God didn't give it all to me at one time, but I did write it solo, but in bits and pieces. Now, even when I began to do it back in this past summer, I went back and re-edited it. It took like another month of editing to get what you're going to get this on November 7th, because even if you've seen it before, technically you haven't seen it because with the edits and the modifications, it's a totally different animal than what we started out with a few years ago.
Okay. All right. So have you been a playwright most of your life?
I really haven't.
Do you have any other talents? Are you what sometimes I have referred to on my earlier shows as a triple threat? A triple threat is someone with three different talents, and they're as bad as can be. They don't get too bad.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I guess I'm that triple threat. Well, no, my first love. Well, actually, originally my first love was music. I mean, it was art and drawing and painting and all of that. I'm a real artsy and crafty kind of a guy. Growing up in school, a lot of people probably remember me drawing and painting and making bulletin boards for teachers and that kind of thing. But beyond art, my first love, or maybe my next love, was music. I'm from a musical family. Many people around the Quincy area know my brother Carl Sconyers, who is a phenomenal minister of music and just all-around musician, you know, and actually he's going to be the music director for this production. But at any rate, I grew up in a musical family, so most of my earlier adult, well, teen life and early adult life, I spent traveling around the country singing and doing studio work and, you know, talent showcases. I thought I was going to be the next R&B star, but that's not what God had for me. I even dabbled in comedy. I've done stand-up comedy because I was used to the stage by singing. And people say, man, you're so funny. You got such a sense of humor. You animated, man. You do voices and all of that. And so doing the stage plays at this
point.
Oh, yeah, I do all kind of voices, man. Sometimes people at work, you know, love working with, I've worked with doctors that just want me to work with them just so I can entertain them the whole time. You know, but at any rate, and so doing the stage plays is just a way for me to bring all of that together. I'm no longer trying to be the next R&B superstar. In fact, for the past 10 years, I've been serving in and gospel music ministry at my church in Atlanta. So, I mean, that's where my heart is, serving in, you know, gospel music and praise and worship. And so doing stage plays are just a way that I can bring together the music, the comedy, and the ministry all in one. So that's your triple threat right there.
Okay. All right. So that's your triple threat. Yes, you're definitely a triple threat. Does it take you a long time to write scripts?
It's becoming more and more. Most people probably think the more seasoned you get, the quicker and easier it gets. But actually, in my experience, it's the opposite. Like I said, my first couple of plays took, and they were great plays. I got lots of accolades, but they were quicker to write than this one, which is my third play. And actually, I have about two to three more productions that I'm just anxious to get off, like early next year, even though I'm still going to be running damage up till probably about the summertime somewhere in different cities. But God just wanted me to stay here for a minute, basically saying my people are still damaged.
Yes.
Besides
Quincy, Florida, where else will you be traveling to?
Yeah, with Damage, we've done Atlanta a couple of times. We're going to do Quincy, of course, on November 7th. But I'm working on like South Carolina, Birmingham, and actually Houston, where I just left. Definitely the Houston and Austin area. They're real big in theater and arts, and so I'm definitely making connections to place production there. And I'm really open to wherever God wants to take it. You know? Yeah, I'm open to wherever, you know, God wants to take it.
So you said you like to talk about relationships.
That's a passion. I don't even know how I got into it. Excuse me?
Could you expand on that, what you said earlier about relationships?
About relationships, yeah. I think at an early age, I went through Well, I got. If I start from the very beginning, I got married at a very early age, like when I was 20 or 21, I believe. I'm fresh out of the military. I'm not gonna go into all the details of that, but it was less than ideal. But it was a learning experience, you know. It was a learning and a growing experience about what marriage should be, about what relationships should be. And since then, somehow I think relationships and marriage has affected my life. I mean, for the good and for the overall good. But I've had some really great experiences, and I've had some bad experiences. And yeah. What I try to do is take the things that affect my life, even in a negative way, and find the positive, but then use that positivity that I found to encourage other people that are going through that. And so out of that, I just kind of start, as God began to minister to me about relationships and things that I had gone through and going through, I wanted to minister to other people in relationships. And I actually right now I have a forum on Facebook, Real Talk About Relationships, that I've had about 7 or 8 years. It's got over 12,000 people. We do events and stuff on relationships and such.
12,
so that's what's
been
passing on.
Oh, wow. You're
has over 12,000 people following. Excuse me?
Okay. So you... In your own way, there's no in your own way about it. You have a testimony.
Oh, I have many testimonies, but yes, absolutely. There's been times specifically I know the enemy has been trying to take me out.
So the enemy
but
is
God
trying
said,
to take you out. Yeah, the devil
because
came to steal, kill, and lie, and the Bible doesn't lie.
Exactly.
And that's what he's doing.
Yes, but...
So are you a pastor, a music minister?
I served in the music ministry at my church in Atlanta, Destiny World Church. Shout out Pastor Wilbur T. Purvis over there. Strong men's ministry, strong ministry altogether. At any rate, I've served in the music ministry there like over 10 years, somewhat of a mega church. But I've served on the praise team, and I've led the men's choir and the regular choir. And actually, I am in a ministerial training program. It's like a 2-year program, so I am enrolled in that program over there. So that's definitely a calling on my life. Haven't officially received the ordination by man yet, but definitely by God, and that's what really counts ultimately. Sometimes we get so caught up in the titles by man that we don't do the work. You know, it's like we want man to authenticate us and we want to wait till we get that title to start. No, but God, you know, Jesus didn't go through an official ordination process and all. Jesus did the work of ministry from birth and from a young man. So all of this is ministry.
So I have a question, even though this is not about your play, like your theater
mm-hmm.
play.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts about what's going on here in the United States of America with the killing of the youth?
Wow, that's a good question. We could talk all night about that, but I'm gonna try to put it in as much of a condensed form as possible. I just think, in short, it's just the enemy. You know, these are the last days. It's just the enemy, and It's like we get so focused, even as the church. The church is not supposed to be followers or imitators of the world. The church is supposed to be the leaders. And we're getting, just because Congress makes something okay or legal, it doesn't change the word of God. And I think churches are trying to change to conform to the world, and that's what allows the enemy to come in and destroy us. You know, the enemy always starts at the head, and the head is supposed to be the man. First of all, if the man would take his rightful place at the head, then that would eliminate a lot of the snowball issues that we have. But at the same time, the enemy knows if he can take out the man, that's why there's such an attack on our young black men and our youth and men in particular. Our men are damaged. That's why they're turning to drugs and trying to pacify themselves with sex and money and being, even the Bible speaks in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, you know, and confused about themselves. Exactly. So it's all just the enemy. The Bible says we war not with flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're looking at the physicality of it, but when in actuality, it's the medical, the metaphysical, is the spiritual realm. It's just an attack by the enemy, and we as a church have to stand on what God said and not be torn between what's politically correct on earth. Because that's what allows the enemy to come in. God doesn't give any cool points for being politically correct.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to take a break on chance to get you something to drink if you need to. Everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is playwright Kurt Sponyers. His play, Damage, will be in Quincy, Florida, November 7th, 2015. It will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be held at Carter Paramore Auditorium. And you can go to this link, Eventbrite link, to purchase your tickets. Damage, Quincy, Q-U-I-N-C-Y, dot Eventbrite, Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E.com. So we're going to take a 3 or 4 minute break, and then we're going to come back and finish talking to Kurt Sponyers to talk more about his play, Damaged. I'm going to play a little bit of a show. So y'all listen in, then I'm going to play parts of a song.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone. We took a break. Give Kurt Sponyers time to get a drink of water, gather his thoughts, and talk a little bit more.
Okay.
So
are we ready?
We have this play, Damaged. That will be in Quincy, Florida, on November 7th, 2015, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Carter Paramore Auditorium. You hear me, everyone? I'm giving you this information. You're in for a treat. This man can write. He's got some great actors. He's an actor himself. You need to get on out and get those tickets. Well, you don't even have to go anywhere. You can just go to Damage, Quincy, Q-U-I-N-C-Y, dot Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.com, and buy your ticket. Buy a couple of tickets. About 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Speaking of
tickets, I will say, and I got to give a shout out to a couple of people. I won't say their name just yet because sometimes people do things and they don't want their name put out there and all that, but you know who you are. Some of my old classmates, some of my friends in Quincy, I'm just so humbled by the support. I have a classmate back in Quincy who has bought like 40 tickets to the show at one time. I'm telling you, people, in one pop, bought 40 tickets online. And I'm telling you, people, these tickets are selling. You want to see this. It's just a great time for the whole city to do something different. You don't have to go to the club. You don't have to. But I don't want to I don't want you to think going to the club is negative, but I'm just saying this is an alternative, because that brings me to the point of after the show, there is an official cast meet and greet and after party sponsored by Sugar's Nightclub. So that's where we're going to be at Brenda Holt's spot. And she's just rolling out the red carpet and embracing us. And that way you can come meet the cast of Damaged Stage Play, you know, get a hug, a handshake, you know, ask them whatever, however you, it's absolutely free with your ticket to the show. So if you go to the show, you're good for the after party.
Okay, but, after party is free. Where is that? Are you going to tell anyone what after party is that? Are you going to wait to see who shows up, then announce it?
No, I just told you. It's going to be at Club Sugars. The club is called Sugars. Just like the sugar that you eat, it's called Sugars. Club Sugars in Quincy, it is 19 South Madison Street in Quincy is what it, where it is. 19 South Madison Club Sugars in Quincy. It's downtown on the square. Sister Brenda Holt, who is also in government there, she's the owner of the club, and she's sponsoring the after party, and is absolutely free with your ticket to the show. Now, if you don't go to the show, you're going to have to fork up $10, see? So just come on to the show, because if you get all your crew together, you can get tickets to the show for $10 and get in both, you know? So
come to the show.
And
just Club Sugars.
Yes, Club Sugars, immediately after the show. Like R. Kelly say, after the show is the after party. So that's where we're going to be, you know, just kind of hanging out and meeting and greeting folks and just relaxing and having a good time.
Okay, so, all right, so there's going to be an after party. So that's good. That's great. Would you like to talk about any of your cast members? Say something about
usually when I have interviewed, I usually bring all the cast on, or at least have them call in. I apologize, it kind of slipped me this one, but that's okay, because
all right, everyone, looks like we've lost playwright Kurt Skanyers. I'm giving time to call back in. I'm going to go to some music then. I thought I was going to go to some music. All right, let's listen to Pulse by Rick Lowe.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. We have Kurt Skonyers back, the director and writer of the stage play Damage, which will be in Quincy, Florida, November the 7th, 2015, starting at 6 p.m. That's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, am I correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, so I didn't mean to feel to everyone listening. I was trying to play bits and pieces of my shows, but the theme song keeps coming on. And it's both, as people probably know by now, the theme song is written by Demetrius Jeffries. Okay, Mr. Skonyers.
Mm-hmm.
Lost you. Lost you over the phone, but that happens. So, the after party and everything is going to be great. Are there going to be anybody else there doing any book signings, selling any CDs or anything, any booths that people can, you know?
Actually, in a way, I'm glad you brought that up because there is a young man who plays a role in the cast. And usually at my productions, usually God bless me with such great people. A lot of these people are established in their own right, doing CDs and other productions and working with Tyler Perry and all of that. But there's a young man who actually is working on who has a CD, and he'll have products for you. He plays a character in the production that's kind of like Lucius Lyons, but I just want you to know the character is called Shine. You know, he's like the hustler, kind of slickster type businessman, real, you know, street savvy. But I just want everybody to know I wrote Damage 3 years ago. Yes. So now they're going to be part of Damage. They're going to be parts of Damage that you might think you're watching Empire. There's some parts that bring the drama real strong. It gets kind of intense. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But like I said, I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to recreate Empire because this was written like 3 years ago. Maybe Empire is trying to, I might want to check some things out. They might be biting off my, no, I'm just kidding. Shout out to. But no, it's just clowning around. But hey, listen, yes, like you were talking about the after party, there is an after party. And like I said, it's absolutely free with your ticket to the show. You know, otherwise it's $10, but I hope everybody goes to the show and then come check out the after party. It'll be at Club Sugars, 19 South Madison. Also, everybody that's listening, what I want you guys to do is go to Facebook and put in Damaged, with a D at the end, Damaged Stage Play, and you'll see our whole fan page. That will come up, and then you can stay in the know about everything that's happening with the production. And so if you guys would, so join that page. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was trying to say that you can go to Kurt, I believe it's www.kurtskonyers.com on YouTube, and you can listen to some of his plays and rehearsals and things like that. And it's
absolutely
www.kurtskonyers, which is SCONIERS.com.
Yes.
www.kurtskonyers.com.
Yes.
He's on YouTube.
Yes, YouTube, on Facebook. If you want, you can join my personal page. Kurt is just Curtis Skonyers, like she said, SCONIERS. Or you can send me a friend request. I'm kind of like at my max of friends. I'm right about, in fact, I'm having to, you know, delete a few friends, add a few friends. But, hey, life is like that sometimes. Sometimes you got to get rid of people that are no longer significant in your life to add the people that are significant. That's a word in itself. So, at any rate, join me on Facebook and social media. If you're on Twitter, it's damaged_stageplay. Real simple. Damaged, you probably can just put in Damaged Stage Play on Twitter, and it'll come up. But join us on Facebook and Twitter, and that way you can stay abreast of everything that's going on with the show. You can see the cast members. You can see some footage from previous shows, all of that. And I would love if you would come on the page and ask whatever questions that you have. Because usually when one person asks a question, it's probably 100 other people that are wondering the same thing but just scared to ask or just don't bother to ask. So if you would just come on our Facebook fan page, Damaged Stage Play, and post whatever questions you have or comments or whatnot. Where can I get tickets? Or what about this character or that? Whatever you want to know, just come on the page
okay.
and ask.
So... there is going to be autograph signings afterwards. Are there not? Are you going to do it at Club Sugar in Quincy, Florida?
I'm gonna do it at the club. I mean, if I get a chance to at the show, if people want their ticket signed or want autographs or something, I would love to. You know, I'm a real personable person. You know, if you want to take pictures,
okay.
I would love that. Take pictures for social media. In fact, if you're in that area this weekend, I'm going to be in Quincy this weekend selling tickets, giving away discount tickets. That's another reason why it's important to go to that page, because I'm going to be asking, name, you know, the wife in the production, and you'll get $5 off your ticket. Name the husband character in the production, you know, whatever. And just basic stuff that you would know if you was on that fan page. So it costs nothing to join. All you got to do is click and join, and you're in there. Damaged Stage Play on Facebook. It's our fan page, so I'm going to be in Quincy at the House of Music this weekend on October 31st, this Saturday, from 11 a.m. just till all the tickets are gone, and
okay.
They are selling fast.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe they're selling fast because your actress and actresses are really good, and you're a great writer. Do you play a role in this play, in your stage play?
Actually, you know what? In this go-round, I am. I will try not to talk about that too much. But I'll do like little cameo roles because unlike the great one himself, Tyler Perry, it's almost incredible. People don't even realize how incredible it is what he does to play a full lead character and direct a play. For me, in my mind...
Like
right,
Diary of
right.
Man, Black Woman, three characters.
Right. For me, in my mind, I'm just going to be sitting on the front row in my little suit and just taking it all in. That hasn't happened yet. Most times I'm running back and forth between the sound man, backstage. Sometimes I haven't even gotten a chance to put on a suit. I'm in jeans and T-shirt the whole play, just running back and forth. So
that's
why I try not to commit myself to a huge role, but I will be bringing, I'll say, a significant role in this particular play.
Okay. All right. So how did you learn to write? Did you go to college? It's obvious that you have a gift.
You know what? It's just an anointing. Yeah, it's a gift from God. Now, I've always been good at writing in general and, you know, took advanced writing in school and creative writing and all that stuff. But as far as being formally trained in theater, I just never had that training. That's just like my brother Carl, who plays the piano ever since he was probably 6 or 7 years old. He's been playing for people, and he, at that time he didn't take in, I don't know if he ever took any formal lessons. It's just a gift. It's in his spirit. You can start singing a song that he never heard, and a few seconds later, he's playing it like he's listened to it 1,000 times. So some gifts God just dropped in our spirit to minister to people, you know.
Yes.
So is this a gift? You know, it's almost scary.
People are hurting. As your play damaged, there are people who are hurting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I believe that we are all damaged by something these days. In fact, like I said, I was in a season where I was ready to move on to do my next thing. I'm excited about the next couple of plays that God has given me already. But God said, no, I want you to come back and do this. I mean, people are still hurting. People are still damaged. And there's a lot of true, relatable messages in this production. And, you know, God said, stay here for a while. You know, and people need to hear this. And so that's why I'm still on Damaged. I was excited about moving on to the next thing. And, you know, trust me, this is all God. And I've seen him work, you know, miracles like, wow, how did that happen? How did I get this person on board or supporting? That's why it humbled me. I'm not a star. I'm not that person, you know, trying to, you know, like I say, I'm, I realize that what I do is ministry, and I'm a humble servant, and it's bigger than just me. You know, it's going to relate to so many people in so many ways, and, you know, and even help other people. I hope I can inspire some people in Quincy to say, this might be something that I can do. Or, hey, right, or even if you're not into theater or acting, just the mere fact that you don't really know my true struggle, it would blow your mind if I took the time to tell. But even if you knew my true struggle, maybe it would cause you, or if you see me just doing what I do, hopefully it'll cause somebody to say, you know what, I'm going to step out at any cost and start pursuing my dream so God can take me to the next level. You know, a lot of times we want God to just...
What you just said, I'm sorry, let me get this down. You know what you said about somebody else saying, you know, thinking to themselves, saying, I think I want to do this. I want to do this. That's you being a blessing to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's you. Because your stage plays, from what I understand, a kind of role. But they're happy.
Yeah.
They're commenting
right.
in a way, too. But it deals with real-life situation, but in a godly way.
Right, right.
Most of it does. So you're right. You do have a ministry. You do.
Exactly.
And you are
always a message. Yeah, there's always. See, the word of God is going to prevail anyway. So you don't, I mean, and God, what people have to realize is God gives us all different, God is so much bigger than the box that we try to put him in a lot of times. Sometimes we want to hold God just to the four walls of the church, or we want to hold God to just scripture quoting. Everything I say has to be a scripture, and we do need to stick with the biblical principle of what we're saying. We can't get away from the principle of what the word is saying, but sometimes somebody just needs you to just sit down and just tell them, listen, brother, you may be damaged, but you're not done. God can still use you, and God uses flawed people, and sometimes you're damaged. Out of your pain comes your purpose. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times that's what somebody needs to hear. You know, a lot of brothers, I ain't say a lot, but some brothers I've met on the street just getting gas, and they're out there begging for money. And I encourage them right there, say, hey, listen, brother, you know, God still, you know, is blessing you. He's using you, and I've been where you are, you know, and, you know, I want you to be encouraged, you know. And so that in itself is ministry. But God is calling for ministry beyond just the four walls of the church. God is calling for the unorthodox, unusual, not just let's get in here on Sunday and sing the same songs we've been singing for the past 10 years. And I'm not knocking anybody's methods of ministry, but what I'm trying to say is people are damaged and they need something real and relatable, not the same cliche that they can preach along with you because they don't heard you say it so many times. Tell me something that I can take home that will minister to me and something that I can take to work on Monday when my boss and coworkers are getting on my nerves. Give me a real message for my real life, not just tell me what I did. I already know the wrong I did, but tell me how God can still use me. That's what people need to hear, you know, an inspirational, encouragement.
And the theater plays are your testimony. That's your testimony right there.
Absolutely. This whole production comes out of me being damaged. You know why? Because I was at one point Michael in the play, who's the leading character. Michael was balling, never had any issues with his job. He's the man on his job. Been on his corporate job 15 years. Then all of a sudden, he lost that. And then sometimes God has to let things grow totally beyond our control just to show us that it's still all under his control. Even if you don't have a job, you look around and say, wow, I still have my home. I still have my car. God is still somehow providing or put this or that person in my path to bless me. And so I have been Michael. I mean, most of my adult life, I mean, I work in the medical field, and a lot of times jobs find me. I mean, I have been pretty blessed with my career. But there was a season during this season, there was a season where it seemed like everything dried up, you know. Even places that I would call, they're like, Kurt, you know, we don't need any help right now. It's like, wow, God, why, How did I get here? How did all of this drop? But out of that season, I didn't curse God. I didn't curse my situation. But out of that season, I drew closer and closer to God and began to pray and began to fast more and just really develop a real relationship with God. And a lot of times that's what God needs to get us to, where we're not so busy and don't have so many other resources that we forget about it. So that's what brings us. Our struggle a lot of times is what brings us closer to God. And out of that struggle, out of that struggle was birthed damaged stage play. While I had that time on my hand, I began to write about it, you know, and began to write about how you could be balling 1 minute and falling the next minute. But the good news is, even when you fall, God knows how to pick you back up again. You can get back up and get back in line. You know?
What are you at the Quincy, Florida? That will be at the Carter Paramore Auditorium. And everyone, you can go buy tickets at Damaged Quincy. And it's not with an E. Quincy does not have an E. It's Damaged, Quincy.eventbrite, it's spelled BRITE.com. And purchase your tickets online.
Yes. And so I think you were getting ready to ask maybe where are we going next or what are we doing next?
Yes, after, Quincy,
I won't say the last.
Maybe it's after the holiday.
For this year, for Damaged, yes. It will be back in January. You know, sometimes you can't give all the details till you've inked the deal. And so, but it will be back in January. I have a, it's going to be, what I'm looking to do is an intimate romantic thing for Valentine's Day, like a dinner theater. I already have a phenomenal, and if I can use the word sexy, it's romantic, but even that has a message. Everything I do has to have a message and a meaning, and I'm bringing it to different demographics. Not just the folks that know a whole lot of scriptures, but wherever you are in your life, even if you've never been to church, I want to bring it in a way that it can relate to you, you know. And so even Valentine's Day, I'm going to bring it sexy, romantic, dinner theater, classy style, but even that is going to have a message in there. And I'm trying to decide where I'm going to place that at, but trust me, you're going to be blown away by that one. Just real intimate, nothing huge and over the top, so it's going to be one of those shows that you got to get in on. But I'm trying to decide if I'm going to bring it to start it out at Quincy or Atlanta or maybe Quincy one night and Atlanta the next night. I don't know. But whoever shows me, you're going to see me advertise it pretty soon.
That's great. So, yes. God. So, what type of work do you do in the medical field? I know writing is probably your passion. Am I right? Is singing?
Yes.
Your career.
Yes, it's
your passion also.
It's interesting that you ask that. I actually work in surgery in the operating room. It's something that I trained in 1990 in the Air Force. I trained in as a surgical technologist, and I've been doing different aspects of that ever since. Now I'm like way more advanced than just your basic surgical technology. But for the past 7 months, I actually been working in Houston in open heart surgery. It was the first time, even though I've been in this profession almost 25 years, is the first time I actually just worked full-time in cardiovascular open heart surgery, and even that has been a real blessing to my life. It was a challenge, but a real blessing to my life. But so this is what my last 7 months has been like, doing open heart surgery in Houston, Texas, Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday flying to Atlanta on the weekends to do auditions and rehearsals. I've been living a dual city life from A-town to H-town, back and forth. But that's the sacrifice I'm willing to make to do what it is that God has called me to do. And it has cost me dearly. But I just believe that there's no amount that you can spend that God can't replace with even greater. And yet, if you are diligent with your resources and your time and your talent as is concerning him. So I've just been making that sacrifice the last several months, just back and forth between Houston and Atlanta, flying back and forth on the weekend to do rehearsals and auditions.
So you don't live
and
in Atlanta. You live in Houston. Okay.
I was on a contract in Houston for the past 7 months, and I just moved back to Atlanta this past weekend. So I've been back in Atlanta for like 3 days officially.
So you're busy.
Yeah.
You're a busy man. Successful, blessed man.
And I want people to know that, you know, a little bit a lot of times doesn't get it. You know, I know they say if you make one step, God will make two, and a lot of times that's the case, but a lot of times God want to see you go for it. God, you know, he will place people in your path to bless you, but the thing is, he wants to know that you want it, that you'll do the proper diligence. Because all the money that I've spent going back and forth, you know, between Houston and Atlanta, that's not – nobody's sponsoring that. That's just me realizing that this is not just about putting on a show, but this is ministering to people. The biggest blessing I get is when I look in the audience and I see people crying, people laughing, people coming. I've had people come to me after shows and tell me, you know, that production – I had one young lady come and tell me that production, my first lady told me it saved my life. I was contemplating suicide until I saw – I saw myself on the stage, the young lady who played the role, and she said it encouraged me to basically try another day and live another day. And that's why I do what I do and make the sacrifice. Some people won't understand it, but you won't understand until you make up in your mind that no sacrifice is too great to do what it is that God has called you to do, because you trust that he's going to reward you even greater.
Yes, God does, and God doesn't lie. So now that you've got this show on November 7, 2015, Quincy, Florida, at the Carter Paramore Auditorium, do you just write – I have a question. Do you just write theater scripts? Do you also write
books? A book is coming. A book is coming. It's just like so much in my mind. You know, a book is coming. I'm even going to do a romantic kind of, and excuse me, you know, church folk, but it's going to be hot and romantic because, like I say, it's hard for me to bring it without bringing it real, you know.
Okay.
But,
right.
You know, but the thing is, I'm not exploiting anything that's ungodly, but as far as telling truths or giving you a real experience of some stories, or some of it is somewhat autobiographical. You know, there are experiences that I've experienced in my life that I feel like people need to know and people can learn by. You know?
Yeah.
But
so like I said, it's a testimony. Your life is a testimony.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily your life.
Absolutely.
Well, your play is being able to write and bring the characters together in a theater, in theater form, script form. That's a gift. That's a gift from God that you can do that. You're very blessed and talented to be able to do that, because you're getting your blessings not only in money, but you're getting your blessings also for touching the hearts and emotions of people, because the world is cold today. And this day, people are cold. They're cold. They don't really seem to care about anybody.
Exactly. And that's a key thing, though. I mean, people are giving up hope. People are, and you know, and God needs, you know, some of us who have been there, just like he did with Job. You know, God didn't take Job through all the things he took him through, you know, because he had done anything wrong. It's because God needs people that he can trust in the midst of the struggle. I know a lot of times we say, you know, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Because in our mind, we're thinking God is just handing out blessings. But every season ain't a harvest season. Some seasons are a sowing season. And the best way to be blessed is by blessing others. You're sowing a seed
of
a blessing. God blesses what you give, you know. God, you know, whatever you give, God gives increase to it.
Yes,
so if you're not giving anything,
receive.
Right, and it's not all. When we say give, a lot of times our mind automatically goes to money. But sometimes it's just your resources, your time. I don't know how much time, speaking of time, I don't know how much time we have, but just speaking of giving.
It's about 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll save that for the meet and greet then.
Okay.
But, hey, listen.
All right.
But, hey, listen.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Kurt Sconyers, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look
and
forward
I
to
really
having you back,
having
and I look forward to bringing some people to see your theater play. All right, everyone, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest, of course, was playwright Kurt Sconyers. His play, Damage,
yes,
will be in Quincy, Florida on November the 7th, 2015 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Carter Paramore Auditorium. You can buy tickets at Damage Quincy. eventbrite.com, and then there will be an after party at Sugars in Quincy, Florida. Have a good night, everyone. God bless.
Thank you very much for having me, Angela. God bless you.
You're more than welcome. God bless you, too.
Yes, have a good evening.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical. What? Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.